Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford. For our next scene, we move on to Act 3, Scene 7, and it's unquestionably one of the cruelest scenes in the play. Gloucester not only has had his title taken away, his authority, there's more that's got to be done, because he is under the thumb of two of Shakespeare's nastiest people. The characters of Cornwall and Regan are probably, you might describe them as soulmates in cruelty. And it is a demonstration, the scene sort of demonstrates the abuse of power. Shakespeare was very conscious of this. And remember that he lived in what was a very violent time. Punishment was something that was not casual. Punishment was something that was calculated and deliberate. People weren't just executed, they were hung, drawn, and quartered. They were tortured to death. And that was normal and natural. So Shakespeare's audience would not have found this following scene particularly unusual. Gloucester has to learn a big lesson. He has to learn that he has never truly seen the world for what it is. And the only way that that lesson is going to be taught to him is by putting him through the most dreadful, dreadful punishment. This is a scene where interrogation is also brought to a fine art. And you'll notice in the way that the scene happens that Cornwall and Regan actually work like a double act. And if anybody has watched those police dramas where you always have the Mutton Jeff one policeman asking the hard questions and the other asking the soft ones, that's exactly, Shakespeare understood that again 400 years ago. So let's take a listen to the scene and see how it develops.
Come, sir, what letters had you late from France?
Be simple, answered, for we know the truth.
And what confederacy have you with the traitors late footed in the kingdom?
To whose hands you have sent the lunatic king? Speak.
You notice the way that Regan always finishes Cornwall's sentences. They're working as a complete team, and they're putting intense pressure on Gloucester.
I have a letter guessingly set down, which came from one that's of a neutral heart, and not from one opposed.
Cunning.
And false.
Where hast thou sent the king?
To Dover.
Wherefore to Dover? Wast thou not charged at peril?
Wherefore to Dover? Let him answer that.
I am tied to the stake, and I must stand the course.
Wherefore to Dover?
Because I would not see thy cruel nails pluck out his poor old eyes, nor thy fierce sister in his anointed flesh dig boorish fangs. The sea with such a storm as his bare head in hell-black night endured would have buoyed up and quenched the still fires. Yet, poor old heart, he halped the heavens to rain. If wolves had at thy gates howled at that stern time, they should have said, good porter, turn the key. All cruels else subscribe, but I shall see the winged inventions overtake such children.
See it shall thou never. Fellows, hold the chair. Upon these eyes of thine I'll set my foot.
Upon these eyes of thine I'll set my foot. And he then proceeds to remove both eyes from Gloucester's head. In the process, because winged vengeance actually does sometimes intervene, one of his own servants kills him. It's one of those wonderful twists in the play that at the moment when Cornwall is at his most powerful, has most authority, and at his most cruel, vengeance steps in and a servant kills him. At the pinnacle of his power, he's wiped away. And this is the step that will lead Edmund on one more step up the staircase. Because Regan, daughter of the king, has now no husband and is available. So in that moment, where the servant steps forward and kills Cornwall, that is the moment that steps Edmund's case forward. So, for that scene, I would like to thank Carl and John and Aisling, who read beautifully. Thank you.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.